from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The ratings are out from the All-Star game. Pittsburgh had the highest rating, higher than any market. Philadelphia was next. They put a bunch of guys in the All-Star game. Their team has the best record in baseball. They like their team. They went to the World Series 2 years ago. They went to the NLCS last year. They are a super crazy sports town. We will see many of their hooligans in Pittsburgh this weekend when the Phillies come in for that series. And we were better than them. We were number one. Highest rating. I don't think that's ever happened before. I could ask Jim Trendinich, who is a Pirates historian now, has Pittsburgh ever had the highest local rating for an All-Star game? My guess would be no. And it's the Skeens effect. And here's what Paul Skeens has done. And this is a near impossible feat. He has brought back the casual fan. Now, we have for years, really, had discussions about this. Ever since the Pirates committed a cardinal sin and traded Andrew McCutchen and traded Gerrit Cole, and really punted on a team 2 years before that that had won 98 games. Since those acts, a lot of people have sworn off the Pirates, and we at various times have said things like, oh, they've re-signed Andrew McCutchen. Will this bring fans back? Oh, they signed Brian Reynolds to a contract extension. They spent some money. It's over $100 million. Mm-hmm. Is this what will bring fans back? Mm-hmm. Mitch Keller, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Skeens has done it.
Because he's
this
the best.
Proves it to me.
Because he's he's the best.
We've got empirical data now. We've got the numbers to back it up. This is not anecdotal. This is not
what's
person's
the actual
opinion.
Number. Did you get it? Like, did they show like the number?
Because I always am,
not in terms of like
what percentage
a number
of households.
That people would understand. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Because I'm always interested in just like the basic share number, which is TVs tuned on in that market. That percentage basically were on the game. I bet you it was above like a playoff game in a football.
Pop
market.
Is supposed to be on with us later once he gets done with the doctor's appointment. So hopefully everything goes well with that, and maybe he can put it in terms that all of our listeners can understand. But Paul Skeens is bringing back the casual Pirate fan. Many, I'm guessing from this number, many of the people who have said things like, I won't watch a game again until the owner sells the team. Mm-hmm. I won't watch a game again until they make a big free agent signing. They've broken their own rule. I've done that before. I've made a deal with myself. I've been on a diet or something. I'm not going to
do this until
I'm not
going
to eat this until this day. And then something comes up. Okay, I'll cheat on it a little bit. He's done that with people. Or he's done what is a very hard thing to do. I'll make another analogy. You have a horrible experience at a restaurant. You tell yourself, I'm never going back there. And then a year later, you find yourself, what the hell, give him another shot.
Or you go back there grudgingly, but you have an experience that's so completely counter
you're
to
happy
the first
you went
one
back.
That
yeah.
you're like, you know what, I'm putting it back in the rotation. Yeah, I just, for me, it's twofold. It's the actual level of dominance, for sure. That's like a major thing. And then the other part of it is the actual way he's doing it. If he was pitching the way Greg Maddux used to pitch, where it was just sawing guys off and like a machine, just but rarely striking out a huge number and not overpowering anybody, it was a thinking man's exhibition out there, I wonder how much it would captivate people. Because as crazy as it sounds, for the 14 starts he got, Zach Duke's numbers, he wasn't undefeated like Skeens is. He was 8-2. The guy had a better ERA when he was a rookie. But Zach Duke was soft tossing it and just getting ground ball outs. There is something captivating in this sport about somebody throwing that hard. Just like, what gets more eyeballs on baseball from a hitting perspective? A guy chasing the batting title as a singles hitter. Let's say Freddie Sanchez hitting 345 or something like that, but he's hitting mostly singles and some doubles, right? Or a dude who maybe is going to hit 260, but he's going to hit a 500-foot home run every now and then.
Well, that's easy. I mean, they put 50,000 people in the stadiums for the home run derby, not to see somebody hit the ball repeatedly between shortstop and third base.
Although, you know what we need to adopt here? The bunting contest that they have in Japan. Did you see that?
I have not.
They have a bunting derby where they put targets out there, and it's like, just hit it in the bullseye. We need that at the All-Star
game. I mean, are you surprised, Donnie, that one man has been able to get people back into Pirates baseball?
I mean, the one man is a generational talent, so I guess it's hard to say that I am too surprised. I mean, maybe this quickly? Yeah, I didn't think that he would come onto the scene and be this dominant this fast.
I mean, Chris, on the day he started the All-Star game, brought up that he gets in his mentions on Twitter constantly people saying he'll be with the Yankees someday, he'll be with the Dodgers someday. Well, there's not enough of those people out there to keep them from watching the All-Star game, or maybe like they put that aside and they still can't keep their eyes off the guy because of how impressive he is.
Yeah, I think those people deep down, they
so they're lying, they're still watching even though they're...
Well, they say what they say to me. They say what they say to me on Twitter as almost a defense mechanism because they know he is probably never... He's not going to play his whole career here. I think we all know that.
Yeah, but those people
deep down... So they
just
say it. They get out ahead of it, though. They want to get out ahead of their feelings, but Donnie's right. Deep down, they're geeked about this.
Yeah, and they're like, I better appreciate this guy for however long he's here.
Even when he pitches, the attendance numbers take off. This year, on average, it's 21,340 people a game at PNC Park, which is, I think, in the bottom 7 or 8 in baseball. When he pitches, it's 28,969 on average. So that's an extra 7,000 or 8,000 people per game.
Well, the other thing
that's
is
a pretty
too,
big jump.
The other
that's a big
thing is too
walk up crowd.
The other thing is too.
Last game sold
you
out.
You and I debated this in the run up to the draft when you said pick Skeens and I said pick Dylan Cruz. I said give me the guy who you know plays every day of the week and whatever. And you said, well, he only gets 4 chances a game maybe to impact it offensively. The pitcher controls the entire game. That's why a pitcher walk up I think would always be unless you have a Barry Bonds chasing history scenario, Pony. A pitcher walk-up would always be bigger because you're going to see that guy and he is involved in 100% of the plays while his team's in the field.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.